Bet you didn't think I changed chords. But I did, just to try to keep you from getting bored. Your audience from getting bored. If you learn more than one song, you will get along up on stage. If you gotta keep your audience busy for more than an hour, there's something called a refrain. You can do it now and again. There's something called a refrain, and the phone is ringing.
Time for some trail mix. Oh.
Split the breezes, you mule-hip cayuses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree! It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix!
What you got there?
I got some V8.
V8? All right, is that anything like some high Colombian weed, man? Oh, yeah, sounds good, man.
Oh, no. This is natural V8 juice. Come on, it's veggie style.
What are you talking veggie style, man? I want some Colombian weed, some grass, some marijuana, man. Oh, what is it with this V8 stuff, Jan?
Oh, Cheech, this is good stuff. It's good morning, veggie style. Come on, take a sip.
Okay, I'll try it now. Let's see what we got here.
Mmm. Yeah, give you the surge of energy, huh?
Yeah, this stuff ain't bad, man. Oh, give me some more of that. I like V8.
It's good morning, veggie style, and it won't rot your lungs out.
Yeah, get me some more of this. I like the spicy hot kind.
Kind of like a Mexican treat, eh, there, Cheech?
Yeah, Jan. Yeah.
Dear Bill, I don't exactly know how to begin this. All I know is I sure wish you were still here and not back at that Navy base. I need you, Bill. I need to talk to you. You see, I feel sure I'm in trouble. Know what I mean? I'm 3 weeks late. Something that's never happened before. And I've thrown up the past 3 mornings. I know Mother's suspicious. She hasn't said anything yet. But I know what she's thinking. Oh, Bill, what am I going to do? I don't want to have a baby.
Thank you.
No, I do.
What's the matter then?
It's just
your window, huh?
Oh, Bill. I do. I really do.
Then show me.
Oh, Bill. What are we going to do? I know you don't want to get married. And I don't really either, I guess. But what else can we do? I can just hear my parents now.
Oh, Mary, how could you have done such a thing?
I'd like to get my hands on that boy. That's what I'd like to do.
Oh, Bill. How could you let this happen to me?
Well, you sure screwed things up. What's it doing to you? How do you feel about this? Confused and guilty too, maybe?
Yeah. I can't figure out how it happened. I thought those things were supposed to work.
Maybe you were careless. Besides, no birth control thing is absolutely foolproof. Didn't you know that?
If I didn't, I'm learning.
Look, man, why don't you leave him alone? He's had a little bad luck, that's all.
Bad luck? You call getting a girl pregnant bad luck?
Well, maybe things didn't work out the way we expected. It could have happened to anybody.
Yes, it could. But it happened to him. And it didn't have to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I know just what you're going to say. Phil shouldn't play around with girls.
Well, he didn't have to carry it this far. He knew when to stop.
Yeah, sure he did. You're always trying to stop him from having a good time.
Now, that's not true. I only try to stop him from doing things he'll be sorry for later. Will you look at him?
Look, you two guys, just knock it off. All you're doing is making me more confused.
Hey, get with it, man. I don't know why you let yourself get so upset. Anybody can make a mistake.
Yeah. Then why do I feel so bad?
You know why. Because accident or no accident, you're not very proud of what you've done. Deep down, you know that there are values, like self-respect, honesty, decency, the commandments that everyone has to live by, that are important to you as an individual and to people you're with.
Values? That's Sunday school stuff. Come on, Bill. You're living now, and now is when you gotta live. If it feels good, do it.
Hey, waitress, bring me some more beer.
Okay, just a minute.
You still giving advice? Haven't you got him in enough trouble?
Listen to the man. You don't dig. Bill here, he's just trying to establish his own sense of identity. It's all part of a master plan. He's young, he's healthy. Let's try things out, to live a little.
Right, Bill?
I'll go along with you there. But that doesn't mean hurting yourself or other people.
I say it's his life. Let him have fun.
Yeah, but your idea of fun is full of traps and problems. Well, to go along with you, a guy really has to...
Come on. There's Joe. I told him I had to do it tonight.
No one there. By himself. I wonder what's gotten into him lately.
He sure isn't his usual cheerful self. Something's sure eating him up.
I'd say your idea of fun is cutting in on the kind of fun Bill really needs. Look, if he listened to you, he wouldn't control anything he did. Look at you, always with a cigarette. Is that what you want him to do? Even though it's bad for his health and could even shorten his life?
It's your job to tell him things like that. Mine is to help him have fun.
Bill, you've already seen how your fun can come back and haunt you. It's like that with all your habits. Take smoking. Remember when you checked into sickbay with a cold? What'd the doctor say?
Okay, Bill. You can get dressed.
You've got a honey of a chest cold, bronchitis, really. And you're aggravating it by smoking. You say you're going through more than 2 packs a day?
Yes, sir. I guess so. I've been kind of tense lately.
Is a trip. It's okay in my book. Here, take a sip. Maybe a little heavy on the fruit. Ah, here comes the dip. You may kiss the cook. Let me show you, honey. It's easy. Look. You take a fork and you spike them. Say, did you try these? So bad you like them. The secret's in the cheese. It's casual and tainted. We aim to talk to me about the polar bear. Don't talk to me about the ozone layer. Ain't so much of anything these days, even the air. They're running out of rhinos, what do I care? Let's hear it for the dolphin. Let's hear it for the trees. Ain't running out of nothing in my deep freeze. It's casual entertainment. We ain't.
Thank you.
Well, you're going to have to knock off the cigarettes till we get this chest congestion cleared up. Maybe by then you can kick it entirely.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
Well, it's your decision. But let me tell you something about what smoking does. Many older people suffering from breathing difficulties, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, lung cancer, and heart disease have smoking to thank for it. Actually, lung cancer occurs 20 times more frequently in cigarette smokers than in non-smokers.
Okay, now a deep breath, deep breath, deep breath, deep breath, deep, 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 deep. Take it in, take it in, take it in, take it in. Now push it out hard. Push, 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 push.
Now, Mr. Walters, 2 months later, as you can see, your heart hasn't changed much, nor have the lungs, except for right here in this one spot. There's this big circle with a hole in the center of it, right in the middle of the left chest, right about here. Now, it's come very rapidly in only 2 months. This is what we're worried about and why you're here. I understand you're a smoker, is that correct?
Frankly, when you see how many people are sick because of smoking, you'd be a fool not to quit.
Well, I gave up for a couple of weeks.
And to help get rid of that cough, how come you started again?
Why don't you lay off? What he needs is to forget his problems, not be reminded of them. You and I ought to do is get good and smashed.
There you go again. Getting bombed never solved anyone's problems, and it won't solve Bill's.
Okay, Queen Jeans. If you don't want any beer, we'll take care of it for you.
I'm not against Bill having a couple beers. I think it's a good way to relax. But when you start talking about getting drunk, we're right back to what I was saying before. Losing control.
Hey, cut it out.
Look at that guy over there. Is that how you'd like to see Bill solve his problems?
So the guy's a little obnoxious.
To say the least.
Yeah, but he's having fun.
That's your style of fun?
I don't see anything wrong with getting a little blasted. He's not hurting anybody.
No one but himself. You know what the shrinks say.
Unfortunately, a lot of younger people start drinking because it makes them feel grown up. The fact is, to be grown up, a mature adult, you need to act responsibly. You lose control of your behavior. You say things you have previously suppressed. You behave differently. You may finally lose consciousness. When liquor is repeatedly used to this extent, there's little doubt that the individual is sick. He's become an alcoholic. In a similar way, the person who tries to handle the everyday problems of life by using or even experimenting with drugs may soon find that not only has he not solved his problems, but much worse, he's become saddled with the more serious problem of drug addiction. Getting hooked on drugs is one sure way of lousing up your life, of making each day a hellish nightmare. Cures for drug addiction or for alcoholism aren't easy. Much easier is preventing it, using self-control right at the beginning.
Self-control, that's the way to do it.
Okay, okay. I'm completely stupid, you know. I might smoke a little and have a beer or two, but well, that's it. For drugs, we'll forget it. See if I don't have enough of a problem already. No thanks to you.
I keep telling you, man, it was an accident. An accident. Why should it happen again?
You're right, it won't. If Bill uses a little self-control with girls. You're so blinded by a liberal philosophy of life. You don't see how the things a person does today affects what he'll be tomorrow. Things that can affect his whole future. His education, a good job, even a marriage.
Live now. Tomorrow will take care of itself. That's my motto.
Sure, that sounds fine, but it's how you live that counts. A person has to live with himself first. If Bill isn't satisfied with what he is, or what he does, then what is he really living for?
Nothing but fun, brother. Got it? Fun. That's what he has to live for.
No wonder I'm so screwed up, having to listen to you two guys fighting all the time. I'm gonna go talk to someone who can help straighten things out for me.
Concerning non-violence. Concerning non-violence. It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks. One of my reasons for going out on the limb as I have is to try and make white people be shocked awake to some of their senses. Be shocked awake. Be shocked awake. Awake. Because if they don't awake, if they don't awake, they're going to find out that this little Negro that they thought was passive has become a roaring, uncontrollable lion.
So we've come here today. We refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time. Now is the time. To lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time. Now is the time. To lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood, now is the time. '63 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content, we'll have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual.
And if you know that in time, you can do something about it.
Well, tell us about the... I brought today's trail mix at Pancone Peak.
Well, hanky danky, I tell you, yeah, just kind of winging it this time because I'm recording it about a couple hours before it's got to go on the air. So it's going to be sort of stream of consciousness. Hopefully I can get some sound effects in there with, you know, some doggy milking and cow mooing and stuff, and we'll keep it going, put a couple songs in. Maybe we'll put in 15 minutes worth. I don't know. It's going to be short, though.
Wow, Pancone Pete, you're really lazy this week, ain't you?
Yeah, and your voice just changed, which is just another sign that we're winging it.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, my voice changing again.
And I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore.
That's okay. I don't care.
Oh, Lordy. Well, anyway, is there anything on your mind?
No, I'm just kind of multi-personality today, and that's a hot June day, and that's Father's Day.
That's right, that's something we can talk about. It's Father's Day.
Well, for all of you fathers out there, happy Father's Day, and we hope you enjoy your kids. And if you haven't called them in a while, if they become some kind of fundamentalist wacko or something, call them anyway. Tell them you love them.
Why'd you bring that up? I mean, the fundamentalist stuff. That was kind of strange.
The dad in a while,
but they know the dad. Kind of preachy. Well, I can turn relatives off if you're preachy.
That it can. You know, the Quran says, fight with those that fight with you in God's way, but do not be an aggressor, because God does not love aggressors. The Quran says that. Yeah, so it's all those bombers, those 9/11 pilots and so forth. Yeah, they should have listened to the Quran. Oh, I agree. You're not going to edit that burp on, are you?
Nope, we don't have much time.
Well, this is Pinecone Pete, and we're closing off another episode of Trail Mix. I didn't think I'd get one in the can this week, but what the heck, I guess I did. This program is dedicated to the memory of Rodney King. He was not a bitter man, and he tried to do what he could to help race relations in Los Angeles and, well, let's say, the whole country, maybe the whole world. Rest in peace, Rodney. We know you're in a better place where hopefully we can all get along. You just heard Now Is the Time with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, some excerpts from some of the speeches, with music by Peter Guller. Before that, we heard Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits. And before that, we heard... Well, we start off the show with another song by Peter Guller called Chords. Chords and Refrains. And that's it for this week. Split the breezes. And stay tuned for, well, more shows. Father Day-related old-time radio shows. Good night.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Sunny weather.
Happy trails.